Fort Adams served as a military installation at the turn of the 18th century to protect Newport Harbor from attack. Over time, the military constructed a giant stone fortress in the shape of a pentagon with a series of tunnels underneath. The biggest thing you notice as you enter the tunnels is the temperature.
On a day like today, they feel like air conditioning. It's a beautiful thing.
Rob McCormick organizes tours and works with visitors for the Fort Adams Trust, the steward of this historic property. And he's right. On this 90-degree day, the tunnel feels a refreshing 10 degrees cooler.
We don't have to go all the way down, but we kind of take a little peek.
As we walk farther underground, past the part of the tunnel that's open to the public, the arched brick ceiling and walls narrow until the passageway becomes difficult to navigate.
Watch your head here and watch your step here. Again, one of those reasons we don't open it to the public, because most people are more inclined to watch their step than watch their head, when you really should be watching your head.
The tunnels are among the oldest elements of the fort, constructed back in the mid-1820s. As we round a corner, McCormick points to a gray patch of stone near our feet.
So presumably just below this, this stone here was the first kind of cornerstone laid here at Fort Adams. This tunnel does have a tendency to flood over, so one of the other reasons we don't take the general public down here.
We've just seen a small portion of the tunnels crisscrossing below the fort, but McCormick says he hopes to open more of them to the public. It's part of a growing list of restoration projects the Trust has taken on in the last decade. This past spring, a section at the southern end of the fort opened to the public for the first time in 6 decades.
In the last 5 years, we've put about $3 million into the restoration of the fort, directed toward the stabilization of the fort to be able to host larger scale events.
Large events like the Newport Folk Festival and the Volvo Ocean Race, which brought more than 100,000 spectators and sailors to Fort Adams last year. The Trust recently completed a major renovation of the barracks where military personnel once slept. Today, in the same spot that was home to hundreds of U.S. troops, a much smaller army of workers puts up tents and hammers away at staging. The crew is getting ready for the Folk Fest, one of the events McCormick says helped put the fort back on people's radar after it ceased military use following World War II.
I'd say since about 2010 that things have really started to pick up around here with a lot more public interest and a lot larger scale events that we're now capable of housing.
But what kind of damage can thousands of people do trudging through a historic fort weekend after weekend? Not much, says McCormick.
The fort itself was built to withstand cannon bombardment. The fort's tough, and we're able to withstand 10,000 anyway.
McCormick says there is always the issue of safety when large crowds gather for an event. The Trust put some $30,000 into bringing electricity to parts of the fort just to illuminate exit signs.
And kind of working with the Department of Environmental Management and the Fire Marshal's office to make sure that when we have big events like this, we can do so safely.
And big events like the Folk Fest are paying off. The fort received $1.5 million in restoration funding from a state bond approved by voters in 2014. McCormick says more of the property will open to the public over the next few years. But McCormick says restoration efforts would be important even if the fort weren't playing host to music festivals and sailing events.
Simply a chance to show people history in their own backyards here and really explain how things had been, why we did them the way that we did, and really to be able to expand upon that story.
John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.